When it comes to sports dynasties, the University of Connecticut women's basketball team is unparalleled.
78-0. Connecticut has won the national championship again.
Connecticut to inbound, and UConn has one up UCLA. 89 consecutive wins, more than anyone in college basketball Division I history.
It's been building an undefeated streak since it lost to Stanford back in the fall of 2014.
So there's an old saying, you can't win all the time, except this team seems to consistently want to bust that cliche. Ladies and gentlemen, for the fourth year in a row, give it up for the NCAA champion, UConn Huskies.
This UConn team that has won 99 in a row.
Now, with a victory over 6th-ranked South Carolina, tonight the Huskies will win 100 games in a row. This feat by head coach Gino Auriemma strings together two undefeated seasons and four straight NCAA tournament championships. Do the team's stars, Gabby Williams, Katie Lou Samuelson, and Nafisa Collier, have what it takes to push this legendary team into triple digits? Michelle Vopel is an ESPN.com columnist.
It's an amazingly consistent dynasty, and I think the consistency is the part that impresses so many people. 11 national championships, they've had six undefeated seasons, and then four other seasons where they had just one loss. So that is pretty staggering right there. And, you know, they've had the same head coach, Gino Auriemma, and his associate head coach, Chris Daly, since 1985. So the consistency there, I think, is a big part of what's made them so successful, that consistency of message and method.
And is it something like the way people have been describing the Patriots, that everybody understands you do your job? There's nobody special. Everybody is just like, coached, and that's the way it goes.
Absolutely. And I think that's, they're able to recruit that way. They're looking for recruits who aren't just really, really talented, obviously, to play there, but understand that you do have a role to play, even if you're a superstar player. And that's something they're able to turn away certain players who they don't feel fit the mentality, even if they're very talented players. So they've been able to get that type of player over a long period of time.
Which is why their bench is just as scary as their starters.
And you look at this current season, they lost the first three picks to the WNBA draft in Breanna Stewart, Mariah Jefferson, and Morgan Tuck. And so you would think, okay, any team that loses, you know, three players or the top three players to go to the professional league, they're going to struggle. And they haven't, because the players that didn't play as much last year were ready to step into bigger roles this season and have done that.
Wow. What does this say, if anything, about the level of talent and or interest in the Division I women's game, because one team is just so unbelievably dominant?
I think the interesting thing about it is we have a bit of a monarchy in women's basketball, whereas if you look at Division I men's basketball, you know, I'd say it's more of a lot of different teams that are up at the top. But that list of men's teams, though, stays pretty much the same consistently. The interesting thing about women's basketball right now is if you took UConn out of the mix, you'd have no idea who was going to win the national championship. So people say, oh, there's no parity. And I said, there's a lot of parity. It's just UConn is above the parity. In all seriousness, they're more like a semi-professional team than they are a college team right now. And I say that just because of the way they play, the style of play, the mentality. They look different than other teams. So I think there is a lot of competitiveness we see in all these other conferences and at all the rest of the top 10. It's just UConn separated itself from everybody.
So is this unstoppable momentum here?
It seems like it is. This is an all reality. If Connecticut beats South Carolina, it's hard to see. They haven't lost a game in the American Athletic Conference, which was formed in 2013-14. They haven't lost to a single one of those opponents. So if they don't lose to South Carolina, they're going to go into the NCAA tournament. They're going to play their first two games at home. Then they're going to be in Bridgeport, Connecticut. So it's hard to see them losing before the Final Four in Dallas. A possibility they could lose in Dallas. Baylor is a team that if they make it could give them some problems. But right now, I would not be surprised to see another perfect season.
Michelle Vopel is an ESPN.com columnist. Thanks so much.
Thank you.